day, we did not we didn't hit our goal, and we didn't finish it. We lost that last game, so we didn't do enough. Like, we didn't get it done, so that meant it wasn't enough. So back to the drawing board, you build off of what you had. You know, you build off the positives, correct the negatives, and move forward.
So I was going to ask about, he's kind of talked a little bit about that experience, especially for you guys in the back, outside of you, Brandon, not a whole lot of experience there. Is that something you guys think about, something that you talk to the younger guys about, being ready? Because you're only, you know, Jan's already out with a hamstring, you know, only an injury or two.
Well, I think anyone knows, playing a running back, that's part of the position. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to step in, and being durable is also part of the position, but we know with our position, the nature of our how physical and demanding it is, and taxing on the body, injuries happening. Guys go down. Look at my situation. That's how I got an opportunity with guys going down. So I think he with Quinn and the young guys and Craig, they're doing a good job, and I think we're bringing them along. We understand that durability and accountability helps the group. All it does is just help motivate the group. It actually allows the group to get all the reps they're supposed to get and really be in the best position to play and perform. So if guys are there, if guys are practicing, working hard, we're gonna work each other out, you know, and make sure that we're all getting on the same page. But they're doing well. All the young guys are they're mentally tuned in. They're focused.
No, they are young. Is it more on you? Do you kind of have that in your mind that I need to carry the load a little bit?
Well, I feel that in general. Doesn't matter who's there. Just because that's the mentality that I want. I want to be that guy. I feel like I've been that guy. I want to continue to be that guy. But earned, not necessarily just from feel like a deserving factor. You got to earn it every year. You got to go out and get it. And I want the other guys to have the same feeling. They want to feel like they were going to earn it so they can get there. Because that competitive nature as an individual helps the group. And that's what you want. So I'm all for it. I don't necessarily look at it as young guys. I'm going to do everything I can to help them out. Because like I said, you know, as much as I take pride in my durability, anything happens. And guys need to be ready to step up. So I'm going to hold them accountable.
You notice a difference going up against this defense now after they hold a full year of full camp? Do you notice a difference?
A little bit. I won't give them too much because I think we're pretty talented. But they're doing a good job. Our defense is talented. They swarm to the ball. They make plays. If you look on that side of the ball, they got a lot of playmakers. They got a lot of guys that play at a high level. So sometimes it's fun watching them from the sideline. But we're playing against them. We feel like we do some good things. But, yeah, they're doing a good job. I think with the year underneath their belt, they're going to be phenomenal.
Ryan, as a guy with significant pass blocking responsibilities, what do you think of Brandon
Schiller? I think Brandon is one of the best, I think, pass rushers we have, because he can kind of do it all, and you know, with the, he's so athletic, and I think a lot of people take that for granted. His ability to—he's got great hips. He's lanky. He can run. You know, uses his hands well. Shifty, and at the same time, can bully rush. Should have the power to do that. Versatility as a linebacker sucks for us. Well, yeah, when you have versatile linebackers, it makes it hard. So. That's you know, just an added asset to him.
But you guys already know that he can drop into coverage, so he may be a fit.
Absolutely, yeah. He does great. I think Brandon's phenomenal in this defense. So what he's able to do, I think, is perfect for him.
Brian, what did you kind of do in the offseason to focus on your training? Did you go back to Miami again and do the?
No, I didn't go back to Miami. I took some of that stuff, but I didn't go back there. A majority of the time, I was in Jersey or in L.A. And I did some MMA stuff, just really for hip work, not necessarily for the pounding. Really just to open my hips up. I felt like it only helped. You know, they do some hip movements and some things, power from the power structure that are not necessarily natural for football players and especially for running backs. So it was as much hip work as I need, and you know, so, and my whole job is explosion. So I felt like me doing that, you know, kind of opening up my hips from a different level would help. And you know, the normal stuff I do, I do a lot of explosion work and everything. So, because there are goals that I have for this season to try and help me, so I kind of directed some of my workouts to that. You know, I wanted to work my balance a little bit, so a lot more core and different balance exercises. You know, little things, and just continue to build on what I've been doing.
Break almost here? I mean, it's kind of a...
Oh, are we ready for a break? You're always ready for a break in training camp. I think we're handling it well. Guys are, you know, they're letting it loose. and that they're gonna empty the tank out. You know, guys, we're gonna lay it on the line. We feel like Coach McCarthy, we trust him. We feel like he's gonna take care of us. I definitely know guys are playing hard. You can see it out there. Training camp is hard. It's not meant to be easy. I think everybody will tell you that. If it was easy, we'd probably be like, what is it? Guys would probably be surprised. But it's difficult. I'll never turn away from a day off, from a team day off. I'm not into individual stuff. But if we're working and we're getting better, I'm all for it.
Is this the toughest part? Because you have six out of 7 days for your practicing after the family night. It gets a little bit easier. Do you look at that?
One practice at a time. That's all I'm thinking about. I couldn't even tell you what day it is. So. I don't know. I don't know what's going on after. I don't even know. I really don't know what day it is, so I don't know when it's family night or whatever. So I'm good.
After one of those runs yesterday where you run 80 yards down the field,
yeah.
A couple high school coaches next to me, and they said we should get a film and just show them our running backs. I used to do this last year, but
that might make a man.
Yeah, probably. Why do you do that? No one else does.
I'm not trying to be like everybody else. Plain and simple. I'm not trying to perform like everyone else. I'm not trying to be like everyone else. And that mentality, I felt like, has gotten me where I am. I'm going to do more than everyone else.
Vicky, last year you said that if you needed to do an 80-yard run in the game, you have to do it in practice.
Yeah, so that's the same thing. Same thing. I'm going to do things that I feel like are going to help me and prepare me for what I need to do in the game. If I didn't feel like practice prepares you for the game, guess what? I wouldn't be in practice. But it prepares you, and there are certain things you got to do in practice that I feel like will prepare you for the game. If you're not doing things mentally, if you're not, controlling the ball, if you're not focused on ball security and stuff like that in practice, mentally it won't be a habit in the game. It's the same thing you want to focus on. If you want to focus on high knees, you got to run with your high knees in practice. Different things. That's me. I can't talk to everyone else, but that's how I feel.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.